Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in retaining, engaging, and developing talent. And speaking of talent, today we are going to talk about quiet quitting, whether it's real, what it means, and how to address the reality of its presence. But first, if you're a regular Modern Mentor listener and feel like this podcast adds value to your life, please take a minute to review us on Apple Podcasts. It makes a huge difference in helping other people find the show. And if you don't have Apple Podcasts, share a favorite episode on LinkedIn or Twitter. I would really appreciate it. Okay. Does anyone else feel like the loudest thing on the internet these days is the debate over quiet quitting? Something in its alliterative brevity has struck a chord, like with everyone. But as we continue to spin in the debate over whether it's good, like we're finally boundary setting, or it's bad, people have gotten lazy, whether it's old, disengagement rebranded, or new, the Gen Z and Millennials pandemic response, I kind of feel like we're missing some of its bigger points. If this is a new term for you, then let's start with a basic definition. Like all things relevant today, quiet quitting gained its fame on TikTok. According to Zayed Khan, a user with more than 10,000 followers, quiet quitting means you're still performing your duties at work, but you're no longer subscribing to the hustle culture mentally that work has to be in our life. Wherever you fall on the old, new, or the good, bad spectrum, I think there are some critical lessons and calls to action that we all need to be hearing and responding to. I'd love to share some of my takeaways and some very actionable suggestions coming out of this whole kerfuffle. First, we all really want to do our best. I spend more professional hours than I care to admit doing research on what's happening in the world of the working. Next time you have 7,497 hours of free time, ping me for a coffee or a cocktail, and I'll dish it all. But in the spirit of offering quick and dirty tips, I'll share one piece that I pull into every employee experience talk and workshop I deliver. It comes from Gallup, a research institute that publishes an annual report called The State of the American Workforce. Each year, they ask employees across industries what attributes they look for when they're considering a new job. And each year, the attribute that comes out as most important is not compensation. It's not flexibility. It's not leadership or culture. It's the ability to do what they do best. Even the pandemic and all the chaos it rained on us did not manage to knock this attribute out of its top spot. How amazing is that? My point here is that while there may be some exceptions, most of us aren't inclined to be lazy or to phone it in. On balance, we want to do a great job. And so if you feel yourself, a colleague, or a team member starting to meet your criteria for quiet quitting, approach it from a place of curiosity, not judgment. Ask yourself, is there something getting in the way of my or their ability to do what they do best? Beginning with a mission to explore and resolve sets everyone up for success. Next, we need to redefine best. In the course of the past few years, we seem to have conflated doing our best with working all hours nonstop, leaving nothing for the next day. We've confused busyness with productivity, and this is really problematic. It seems like people are being labeled quiet quitters for dialing back their on hours, their quantity, their volume of work. Too many of us have lost sight of our impact, the outcomes, the clarity of expectation. Part of my job is to provide my listeners with great content each week. And frankly, the amazing team that produces this show has no idea whether it takes me 1 hour or 20 to compose a point of view. Also, they don't care. They want my best work, and that's what I strive to deliver. Best is not a quantity game. So let's make sure the expectations we're setting for ourselves and our teams are grounded in impact over constant availability. Let's all stay accountable for doing something meaningful each day, and also for remembering it's okay to have a life beyond our work.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis Live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Next, we need to reprioritize the human spirit. Though we may not all agree on whether quiet quitting is good or bad, real or made up, I do suspect we all agree the last few years have taken a real toll on our collective humanity. Like, we're tired, and we're burned out, and we're trying to settle into an ever-evolving new normal. As a kid, I had a friend who was always telling stories of mean things her parents would say or do. Not abusive, just cold or unkind. I could never tell whether the stories were real or made up. One day, my mother explained that it didn't matter whether they were real. True or not, they were a cry for help. This friend needed to be cared for in ways that weren't happening at home. And my mom's words are ringing true for me again right now. Part of me wonders whether quiet quitting is real, but more of me thinks it doesn't really matter. I think all of our spirits are needing a little extra care right now. If you're a leader, put your oxygen mask on first. Start setting boundaries for yourself and your team. Check in on the folks around you. Watch periodic cat videos, and don't hide these things. Celebrate them so your team sees it's safe and they can learn from your examples. If you're just a citizen, take breaks. Ask for help. And also watch cat videos. We all need and deserve care right now. Not quiet care, but out loud care. And finally, we need to imagine new ways of connecting. Together time used to be an invisible thing, something we took for granted because for so many of us, it was the norm. In the way that fish don't know they're in water, we didn't notice the gifts of our physical environment or the ways in which it kept us connected. And now our norm has shifted and we're all trying to figure it out. But I'm seeing too many leaders and companies try to legislate connection through policies and memos that say everyone is in on Thursdays or let's all come to the office 3 times a week. But the landscape has shifted. We've learned how productive we can be from outside the office, and commuting is no longer a default. People are feeling resentful, mistrusted, and disrespected. And yeah, maybe that is triggering a little bit of quiet quitting. It's like a small rebellion, a way to take back some control. So try focusing instead on how people want to connect. Maybe sometimes it's about coming physically together, but also it can be about sharing interests, starting book or podcast clubs with discussions, Maybe it's connecting in smaller groups or establishing mentorships or peer coaching circles. My point is that connection requires intention and also some fresh imagination. Getting connection right pulls people in instead of repelling them. I think that's the best antidote to quiet quitting. Or getting connection right pulls people in instead of repelling them. And I think that's the best antidote to quiet quitting. Or just a good idea if you don't think quiet quitting is real. Hey, I hope you'll join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking for partnership in retaining, engaging, or developing talent. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebent with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.